Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode may include topics, references, or discussions around sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, physical violence, or subject matters that may be disturbing to some of our listeners. We do acknowledge that this content may be difficult. We also encourage you to care for your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, PH Murder Stories Podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Air disasters are one of the most heartbreaking tragedies that will catch our attention. You've probably heard of numerous of these cases, such as the infamous 9/11 terrorist attack on the U.S. World Trade Center, the mysterious disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, and many others. Such incidents make us wonder, Are there plane-related tragedies that have also happened in the Philippines?
Sadly, there is. On April 19, 2000, Air Philippines Flight 541 from Manila, bound for Davao City, crashed in a coconut plantation on Samal Island near the plane's destination. All 131 people on board, including passengers and the aircraft's 7-member crew, died, making this catastrophic incident by far the worst air disaster in the Philippines.
You are listening to the PH Murder Stories podcast, and this is the 19th episode of Season 3. We are excited to inform you that our show has surpassed 500,000 plays. Thank you everyone for listening to and supporting the PH Murder Stories podcast throughout the years.
The last thing we need, it's supposed to be the holiday season in the Philippines. Monday, Thursday and Good Friday are big holidays, all the way up to the Easter Sunday. The unfortunate thing is that we've had a series of accidents. Maritime accidents a couple of days ago, and now this. Be that as it may, we just have to move forward.
It was the holiday season at the time of this tragic incident. Many Filipinos flocked to their hometowns and provinces to be with their families to participate in the Holy Week proceedings. Air Philippines Flight 541 was en route from Ninoy Aquino International Airport in Manila, Philippines to Francisco Bangoy International Airport in Davao City, Mindanao. In context, Flight 541's aircraft is a 737-200 model produced by Boeing, a well-known aircraft manufacturer. The company started producing the planes in 1966 and built over 1,114 planes of the same model until 1988.
Air Philippines, which began operating in 1996, is one of the several new airlines created since the industry was deregulated. The carrier was the regional division of flag carrier Philippine Airlines, and it later became known as PAL Express, following a name change in 2008. Other airlines at the time used older plane models and were hindered by safety and maintenance-related problems. But not Air Philippines. Somehow, there were no previous problems the company had until this tragic incident.
The aircraft, carrying 124 passengers and 7 crew members, departed Manila at 8:30 a.m. and was expected to land in Davao City an hour and a half later. The plane was given its usual maintenance check before taking off. Nothing unusual had been found. As Flight 541 prepared to land at Francisco Bangoy International Airport, tragedy struck. The plane encountered difficulties during its approach. According to the reports, air traffic control lost contact with the aircraft at around 11:07 a.m., just minutes before the scheduled landing. Later, it was discovered that Flight 541 crashed on a coconut plantation on Samal Island near Davao City. The impact resulted in the tragic loss of all 131 individuals.
The crash of Air Philippines Flight 541 sent shockwaves throughout the aviation community and the nation as a whole. Families and friends of the victims were left devastated, mourning the loss of their loved ones. In response to the tragedy, calls for improved aviation safety and more stringent oversight were amplified.
According to the Aviation Safety Network, Air Philippines Flight 541 approached the airport's 3,000-meter-long Runway 5, behind Philippine Airlines Flight 809, operated by an Airbus A319 twinjet. After descending below the clouds on approach to Davao City, the flight's crew noticed that Flight 809 was still on the runway and thus instigated a missed approach procedure. It was at this point that fatal mistakes were made. After maneuvering from the missed approach procedure, the pilot informed the air traffic controllers that he would land on the airport's runway 23, which was approved. However, in an attempt to fly visually, the aircraft did not climb to the required altitude of 4,000 feet. It resulted in the aircraft descending below the glide scope as it approached the airport for the second time. Tragically, this caused it to collide with a coconut plantation in Barangay San Isidro, Samal Island, just over 500 feet above sea level when it should have been flying at 1,500 feet.
Based on the rescuers on the scene, the plane was destroyed except for a portion of its tail section, which stood against a coconut tree. The wreckage continued to burn hours after the crash, and there were no signs of intact bodies. On the other hand, authorities confirmed that there were no survivors of this tragic incident, as the plane disintegrated on impact, leaving only its tail section protruding from the ground. Brigadier General Benjamin Defensor, the person in charge of mobilizing the rescuers at the scene, said, quote, "With an impact like this, it's impossible to have any survivors." Unquote.
The crash of Air Philippines Flight 541 remains a painful reminder of the potential risks in air travel. It highlights the importance of much-needed continuous improvements in aviation safety, which includes stringent trainings for pilots and crew, adherence to maintenance procedures, and constant vigilance in adverse weather conditions.
Air Philippines Flight 541 is touted as the country's worst air disaster, and let us hope that this will be the last. 2 years before the heartbreaking Air Philippines Flight 541 tragedy, Cebu Pacific Flight 387, bound from Manila to Tacloban City to Cagayan de Oro City, crashed on the slopes of Mount Sumagaya in Claveria, Misamis Oriental, just 54 kilometers away from its destination, killing all 104 people aboard in what was previously hailed as the Philippines' worst air disaster. Let us know in the comment section on our social media posts about this episode if you want us to cover that case soon.
Thank you for listening to PH Murder Stories.
If you like this episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You can also support our show on Patreon. Any amount you donate would benefit our team to keep doing what we love, which is to provide more true crime episodes for our listeners. Link in the description.
For further updates from our show, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at PH Murder Stories.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.